Tomorrow is the first run, which will be at Otto's Grotto, and it's a very special one because it's been called the Red Run for Ron. And this is to acknowledge club member Ron Checker, who sadly passed away, I think in July it was, rather suddenly. But he was a bloke that you'd always talk to on a Sunday.
Oh, for sure. He's going to be sadly missed. He was a live and active figure amongst our club for over 20 years. Selfless helper and, just a kind bloke and mentor for all our members.
Yeah, most Sundays I said I had to talk to him. We follow the same footy team, so we used to talk about footy a fair bit, even though it was in the off-season. So the idea of the Red Run, what's that all about?
Ron's favourite colour was red. And now, actually, our club colours are red and white as well. And we're encouraging all our members on the day, in a mark of respect for Ron, to wear the colour red of part of their clothing, just for the day.
Should be quite emotional, I guess, for a lot of people as well. As you said, he was very well respected within the club. There'll be a barbecue supplied after the event. So normally runs are held every Sunday. They start at 10:30, and they're nominated times, which is a good thing to remember because it's as much about being in the run as not so much who's first across the line, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. It's about participation, and even we have some good runners, young and old, and ones that walk and some that actually walk with prams. We cater for everybody. So it's not about the one that does go across the line first. It's just about getting out and enjoying a walk, jog or a run.
Yep, and I should declare an interest here. I'm a member of the club. I've done over 150 runs and really looking forward to it, although I won't be there tomorrow, Craig. Unfortunately, I've got to go to Hobart. But the distance is usually anywhere between 1 and 5 kilometres, and they're broken up into short, middle and long, and people can nominate the choice that they want to, depending on how far they feel like they want to run. But they have to guess the time in which they'll cover the distance. No watches are worn, but it's a lot of fun to see how close you get, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is, for sure, Martin. Our short run, as you said, is between 1 and 1.5 k's. Our medium's between about 2.5 to 3.5 kilometres, and then our longer distance is between 5 and 7 on occasions. And it isn't about, as you were saying, either about the first across the line. It's about how close we can get to the time that we nominate.
So, yeah, or how far away, in my case, usually.
True, but we're all in that boat.
The older you get, the harder it is to become consistent, and consistency is the key. If you know how long it takes you to run 3 k's, and you know that the race is 3.5 k's, then you can get a bit of an idea. But it does get tougher as you get older. But one thing that I love about the club is that it's a family club. The short distances, 1.5 k's, are usually for the kids, and for the serious runners, they can do the longer ones. And for mugs like you and me, it's in between.
Oh, definitely, for sure. If you're not so well on the day too, you can still come along and be part of the club by just helping out at any stage if you would like to, so just to be part of the day.
Yeah, and things will be done a bit differently this year, of course, because we have to be COVID safe, and that's important, but all those sort of things will be observed tomorrow and for the rest of the season until we don't have to do it anymore.
That's definitely for sure, Martin. We will have a COVID 19 safety officer on the day. There will be hand sanitised at our registration table and also at our sign-up tables for our runs, for the distances, and also around the barbecue area too. There'll be gloves sanitised there as well for ones cooking on the barbecue.
As I mentioned, you've got events going right through until February, so I think there's about 24 or 25 events on the calendar every Sunday at 10:30, and they can be anywhere between Wynyard and Port Sorel, so they cover most parts of the coast at some point.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of variety, and whether it's in Wynyard through to Port Sorel, a lot of nice venues, which is great. And being our first run this weekend as well, our start time is 10:30, but we normally like to see one sign up by 10:15 if they can. But being our first run, we probably encourage to be there a little bit earlier, like around 9:30.
One of the things about it being a family club too is that the fees are very family friendly. It's only $15 for an individual for the season, $30 for a family. You pay $2 for your run on Sunday, so it's a pretty cheap way of staying fit.
Oh, it definitely is, and it's just, that's where it's affordable for everybody, especially for families, and it's really a good meeting place for families, singles and couples, and just everybody in the community, really. It's just a good social gathering where you get a little bit of health, fitness and well-being at the same time.
I love the way when you do your announcements before the race and after the event that you start everyone getting their attention by saying runners, walkers, joggers, and that's exactly what it is. It's runners, walkers and joggers. You don't have to be a runner. You can actually walk these distances if you want to.
Oh, yes, for sure. That's where it is good for everybody. And no matter what age, we do encourage the younger ones to be with another, ones that are under 12 to be with another older person just to be with them. We encourage that. But there's also a lot of children that run together too. Social distancing, of course, of 1.5 with COVID in place for the start of our season.
And, I mean, the club's been growing in popularity. On a good day, you'll get, you know, over 100 people participating, which is great. But the thing, too, is that it really would be perfect for winter sports people that haven't had any winter sport in a lot of cases this season. So if they want to stay fit in between the start of next rugby, soccer, basketball, netball season or whatever, this would be perfect for them.
It is. It's a good way just to keep fit for all other sports through the winter months, to keep fit in the summer months. And, you'd spend a lot of time with other family and friends at the same time, which is great.
Yep. Now,
and encourage it.
Probably which would make things a bit easier, tomorrow being the first run, if people want to register, they can do it online, or they can actually print out the registration form from the website, fill it in and bring them with them tomorrow.
Yes, we do encourage that. If they can, we'll make it a little bit easier at the start. But if once they'd like to come along and sign up on the day, there will be an air registration form area with sanitised there as well with COVID plan in place. So definitely online would be a good option as well, because it'll just make it a little bit easier on the day.
Okay.
All the registrations.
The website address, Craig, is crc.org, is it? .au?
Yes, that's it. Yep.
Okay. I was only going on memory there. I've got it in the favourites on my browser, so I don't have to actually look it up. So, hope it goes well for you tomorrow, particularly given though it's a memorial event, recognising the contribution of Ron Checker. I'm disappointed that I can't be there, but I'll certainly catch up with you in Burnie the week after. But good luck for the season, and thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much too, Martin. And as always, we'd like to thank the radio station for their support as well. It's been fantastic. So thank you, guys.